In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉耶稣圣名正道。
I try to do my best to finish about it, before 2 o'clock.
我尽量的在两点钟以前结束。
So that you can relax after that.
所以吃完以后大家可以松一口气。
So usually the true Sabbath is, as a joke says, after afternoon service is a true Sabbath.
大家有一个玩笑就说下午聚完会以后才真的是安息
because the physical body and the mind then on can have a rest
因为这个在我们的身体还有心灵真的可以得享安息
I hope that God help me and God help you
所以求神帮助我神也帮助各位
Please turn to 2 Peter
我们打开彼得后书
2 Peter chapter 1
彼得后书第一章
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 5
彼得后书第一章第五节第六节
Now for this very reason also applying all diligence in your faith supply moral excellence and in your moral excellence knowledge just read verse 5 because we go on to this third one so knowledge
就是第五节就是有信心加上德性有了德性加上知识
and quality this one of the important qualities This is knowledge.
这个重要的还有就是这知识。
When we come to church the weekday, like a Wednesday or Tuesday and Friday and Saturday, we gather together, we study the Bible, there's a reason.
我们常常周间来聚会,安息也来聚会,这是有一个原因的。
So we gain the knowledge.
因为这样子我们可以增加知识。
Once we obtain the knowledge, then we can even deeply understand about God.
那我们增加知识，我们就能够深入的了解神。
If we understand God, then we can eventually reach up to understand what is His will is towards us.
我们真正了解神，我们就知道神对我们的旨意是什么。
And then it gives us our guidance of our life.
然后就是对我们生活有一个指导指引。
And it gives us knowledge how we can manage in our life.
那么也给我们真的知识。 叫我们知道怎样子来经营管理自己的生活
young students we go to school in middle school and high school and college while we study
那么我们从年轻的时候从小学中学到大学为什么我们要去学习呢
because we want to obtain the knowledge
因为我们要得到这个知识
once we have a knowledge then we can manage in the situation in a typical situation or any kind of situation in their field they can manage it
那么我们有了这个知识我们就知道怎样子在经营管理在我们的这个行业里头
so we as a Christian we have to build up our knowledge in the Lord through the Bible
所以我们既然是做一个基督徒了那我们就在主里头我们要增加知识
There is a way to we can obtain the knowledge, a kind of process of gain the knowledge. First, we have to see it.
我们要得到知识，也是经过一些步骤。首先，我们要能够看得见。
And we have to hear it.
我们可以听得到。
And then we have to understand.
那我们应该去了解它。
And then that one, it turned to be our knowledge.
那么这样子以后，就成为我们的知识了。
So these three steps is important things in our Christian life.
所以这三步骤在基督徒生活里头是重要的。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 13.
我们打开马太福音第13章。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 15.
马太福音13章15节。
Matthew 13:15.
马太福音13章15节。
For the heart of these people has become dull, and with their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I should hear them. And I hear the verse 15 says, for their people has become dull, and they have closed their eyes.
在这里圣经讲说，这百姓这个油蒙了心。 耳朵花沉,那么眼睛也闭着
Nowadays, we look around society, many people, they have closed their eyes, they cannot see the real truth.
今天我们看社会周遭很多的人,他们心眼闭着,所以他们看不见真理。
Many people seeking the knowledge.
啊，很多人在追求知识。
So people they want to be a wise man.
啊，因为大家想要成为有知识的人。
But actually, what they're seeking is not real truth.
啊，但是他们所追求的并不是真的知识。
So they cannot get the true one to take it to become their knowledge.
啊，所以他们没有办法得到这个啊真理啊，使他们有知识。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 121.
我们唱诗篇一百二十一篇。
121:1. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains, from whence shall my help come? Here they mentioned that I will lift up my eyes to the mountains.
啊，这里圣经讲说我要向山举目。
Where is our eyes?
我的帮助是从哪里来？
Is our eyes toward to the ground?
啊，难道我们啊这个向山举目的时候，我们的眼睛是看着地吗？
We have to fix our eye onto the mountain.To the heaven.
啊，我们必须要啊，这个举目啊，向着山，向着天。
And then God open our spiritual eyes.
啊，然后神要开我们属灵的眼睛。
So that we can see clearly the God.
啊，所以我们可以看神看得清楚。
When the two disciples of Jesus Christ, after Jesus died on the cross, they really disappointed.
啊，主耶稣有两个门徒啊，当主耶稣啊这个啊在十字架上啊断气以后。啊，这两位门徒的确是心里头很沮丧。
They misunderstood Jesus, no more Jesus, because he died.
啊，他们想说主耶稣也是像啊普通的人一样，因为他过世了。
They realize they think that there's a no more master, so they discouraged themselves, and then they went down to on the way to Emmaus.
啊，所以这两位门徒啊，以为主耶稣啊就像普通的人。那么这时候他们的老师已经过世了啊，所以这两位门徒啊，他们在失望沮丧的时候，他们往以马忤斯的路上走去。
They never understood what Jesus told them.
啊，他们不真正明白主耶稣对他们所说的话。
I will die and on the cross and after 3 days I will resurrect from the dead.
因为主耶稣曾经说，我要在十字架上被钉死，然后三天之后我要从死里头复活。
They disappointed from the Jerusalem on the way to Emmaus. They talk each other.
啊，所以从这个耶路撒冷啊，这个往以马忤斯的路上，他们一面走一面在谈话。
Jesus came into their conversation.
啊，在他们谈话的当中啊，主耶稣就参与了他们谈话的阵容。
They never realized that Jesus with them to talk with them.
啊，但是这两位门徒他们认不出啊主耶稣出来。
Their eyes closed.
啊，因为他们的心眼已经蒙蔽了。
Many times in our Christian life, problem is our eyes closed.
啊，很多时候在我们基督徒生活当中，问题就出在我们的心里头啊，心眼蒙蔽了。
We do not understand that Jesus and our Lord next to us.
啊，我们甚至不明白主耶稣啊，就是我们的主，他就在我们身旁。
Why these things happen?
那么为什么这样事情会发生？
Because our spiritual eyes closed.
啊，因为我们属灵的眼睛蒙蔽了。
And then both of them, when they later on they wake up and they really find out, their eyes was opened.
啊，后来这两位门徒啊，他们啊真的睡，好像是醒过来一样啊，他们才认出耶稣出来，因为他们心眼又张开了。
They realized that was Jesus Christ, our Master.
啊，他们才知道。啊，就是主耶稣，就是他们的啊，他们的主。
He was with us before.
啊，他
before
他才跟我们同行过。
He resurrected from the dead.
啊，因为他们才认识主耶稣，真的从死里头复活过来。
Once their eyes opened, their mind and their attitude is changed.
啊，等到他们的心眼啊被张开了，他们整个的心啊，整个的心态啊，这完全不一样了。
And then they turn around. They went back to the Jerusalem.
啊，所以他们又回转啊，过来又回耶路撒冷回去。
I saw the Jesus Christ.
啊，然后他们大声的宣布说：“我看见耶稣。”
We talked to him.
啊，我们才跟他谈过话。
He's resurrected from the dead.
啊，他的确从死里头复活。
This is experience.
啊，这就是真的这个经验。
We as a Christian.
啊，我们做一个基督徒。
Do we truly believe his resurrection?
啊，我们真正相信主耶稣的复活吗
Why during the time of apostle, why all the disciples and all the, those members, they eagerly preach the gospel and they, even they keep up their life?
为什么在门徒的时候, 门徒他们这样子热衷于传扬耶稣, 啊, 甚至冒生命的危险?
Because they believe that they knew it, if they saw it, they have become a witness, Jesus, the resurrect from the death.
啊, 因为他们曾经, 啊, 这眼见过, 啊, 主耶稣从死里头复活过来,
the one that Jesus ascended to heaven.
啊, 他们也看见这主耶稣复活以后又升天,
and it says, I will come back.
啊, 而且主耶稣又亲自, 啊, 跟他们讲说, 我要再来,
their spiritual eyes always open.
啊, 所以他们的这个心眼常常是开着,
that's why they can devote their life for the Lord.
啊, 所以他们可以为主而舍命.
Sometimes our faith and our understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ is kind of a vague and tend to be dual.
啊, 常常我们对主的认识, 啊, 就好像, 啊, 非常的迟钝, 啊, 好像没有被开过心眼,
because our eyes are getting closed slowly.
啊, 因为慢慢的我们眼睛就, 啊, 就花沉了.
Usually this afternoon on the Sabbath, sometimes 1/3 kind of they get so sleepy.
啊, 尤其是在安息下午, 啊, 快到1:30的时候, 那么大家就觉得很昏昏爱睡了。
See, we all listen to the word of God.
啊, 那么事实上我们还是在听主的话。
But once our eyes are slowly closed, but we cannot understand.
但是我们眼睛慢慢的就昏迷, 啊, 下沉的时候, 那我们就听不进去了。
Because the brain slowly stopped.
啊, 因为我们的脑筋也慢慢就开始不工作了。
Eyes slowly closed.
啊, 那时候我们眼睛是慢慢就张不开了。
Our spiritual being sometimes it tend to be like that.
那么事实上，我们属灵的人也常常会变成这个样子。
Let us open our spiritual eyes.
啊，所以我们必须要把我们属灵的心眼打开。
Our spiritual eyes open, and that is the beginning to obtain the knowledge of God.
啊，当我们的心属灵的心眼打开的时候，那时候我们才开始接受神的话。
When the two disciples, when they talk with Jesus Christ, when the Jesus opened their eyes, their mind changed.
啊, 所以这两位门徒, 啊, 在主耶稣跟他们谈话的时候, 他们心眼一张开了, 啊, 那么主耶稣的话进入他们心中了, 那么他们整个态度就改变了。
Verse 16, same chapter 13, Matthew.
啊, 马太福音, 啊, 同一章的, 啊, 第, 啊, chapter 1.
Matthew chapter 13.
啊, 马太福音13章,
Verse 16.
啊, 16节,
But blessed are your eyes because they see. He said, blessed are your eyes because they see. I can say, blessed are your eyes because you can see it.
啊, 在这说你们的眼睛是有福了,因为你们看见了。
So I hope that we can open our eyes so see, and we can, when we read the Bible through our eyes, so that we can understand the truth.
啊, 所以我希望我们的眼睛, 啊, 是看得见的。 所以当我们读神的话的时候, 我们就能够认识知, 啊, 真理。
Second process is to listen.
那么第二个增加知识的方法, 就是要听。
Verse 16 here says, and blessed your ears because they hear.
啊, 16节继续说, 你们的耳朵是有福的, 因为听见了。
When we listen to the word of God,
啊, 当我们听神的话的时候,
is that this word coming into us that our heart to pierce our heart, to restore our heart.
啊, 是不是让神的话, 啊, 能够刺透我们的心, 啊, 能够改变我们的心?
It is an important step.
啊, 因为这是重要的步骤。
If we have a desire,
啊, 若是我们有这样子一个欲望,
we're seeking for truly word of God.
啊, 我们是在寻求神的话, 神的道。
Each time when we listen to the word of God, our heart is moving.
啊, 每次我们, 啊, 聆听主话的时候, 啊, 我们的心就开始, 啊, 被动了。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 6.
我们打开耶利米书第六章。
Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 10.
耶利米书第六章第十节，在旧约889页。
Jeremiah 6 verse 10.
耶利米书第六章第十节。
To whom shall I speak and give a warning that they may hear? Behold, their ears are closed, and they cannot listen. Behold, the word of the Lord has become a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. Yet the Lord rebuked Israelites.
啊，在这就是神借着耶利米啊来警告以色列百姓。
Their ears are closed.
啊，因为说是他们的耳朵没有受割礼，听不见。
They cannot listen.
他们听不见。
We know that God sent so many prophets to the Israelites.
啊，神啊差遣了很多的先知到以色列当中。
Ask them to repent and repent.
啊，要以色列民能够悔改。
If you do not repent, I will punish you.
啊，因为你若是不悔改，那么惩罚就会来到。
You cannot leave your land anymore if you do not repent.
啊，你若是不悔改的话，那你就啊不能够啊继续的住在你的地上。
But each time when they listen from the prophet, they didn't like to listen the true word from God.
啊，但是以色列百姓每次听啊这先知的警告。啊，他们还是不听劝。
Because the word itself is so bitter, too bitter to take it.
啊，因为这个先知的话啊，非常的严谨啊，好像他们听不进去。
Because once they hear the word of God and they have to change their lifestyle.
啊，因为他们每次听到先知的警告，那他们就要生活要改变。
So they pretend they never listen, they never listen to the word of God.
啊，所以以色列百姓啊，他们就假装啊，他们没有听见神的话。
They feel that their lifestyle goes on like that.
啊，他们以为说还是可以继续原来的生活方式下去。
God's punishment has come upon to them later on.
啊，但是以后啊，神的惩罚就临到他的百姓了。
Both of kingdom they were all destroyed by the foreign kingdoms.
啊，因为这个南国北国南国北国啊两个国啊都由这个外邦啊来啊把它扑灭。
Because they do not have an ear.
啊，因为他们没有耳朵。
And they do not have a circumcision of their ears.
啊，他们耳朵没有受过割礼。
We have a clean, we need to have a clean ear.
啊，我们的耳朵必须要是能够看得开、听得到的。
Because our ear is always 24 hours is opened.
啊，因为我们的耳朵是24小时开放。
So wherever we go, this one is always open.
啊，我们无论到哪里去，耳朵都是开放的。
So our heart is not good enough, then this one always listen even bad in anything.
啊，若是我们心眼不正的话，那我们耳朵所听的，那常常是不当听的话。
So we have to be careful this one.
啊，所以我们要对耳朵所听的要小心。
Once we circumcise this ear, and then we listen to the word of God, and then this one coming into our heart to change our heart.
啊，若是我们耳朵受过割礼了，那我们就啊听当听的话。啊，神的话进入我们的耳朵，我们心也就被改变了。
Once we can see, once we can hear, then this one gives us our base to discern the right, wrong from the right.
啊，当我们心眼可以看得见，啊，我们的耳朵啊也可以听得清楚，那么我们就能够得到真的知识，就可以分辨啊这个是非了。
And then the knowledge gives us a salvation.
啊，然后这个真的知识啊就使我们得到救恩。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 11.
我们看箴言第十一章。
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9.
箴言第十一章的第九节。啊，在旧约圣经777页。
11 verse 9.
箴言十一章的第九节。
With his mouth the godless man that destroyed his neighbor, the later part, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered.Here's that through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered.
在这里说，一人却因知识得救。
Knowledge gives us the salvation.
啊，因为这个知识啊，使我们能够得到救恩。
Another Bible verse. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 119.
我们再看诗篇的119篇。
119 verse 66.
啊，诗篇119篇的66节。
119 verse 66.
诗篇119篇第66节。
O Lord, according to thy word, teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in thy commandments. Yes, teach me good discernment and knowledge.
啊，在这里说，求你将精明跟知识赐给我。
We have to ask to God to give us a knowledge.
啊，所以我们要求神给我们知识。
And give us understanding.
啊，让我们能够了解。
So that we can follow him.
啊，因此我们就可以来跟随他。
Once we understand the knowledge of God and we understand ourselves, and then our faith getting deeper.
啊，若是我们真的能够听主的道，我们了解他，那我们的信心就会加深了。
When we look around the entire universe. whole world and whole earth.
我们看整个宇宙，整个万物。
Truly, this one is created by God.
因为我们的确这个宇宙万物是神所造的。
When we understand His creation.
那是我们真正了解神的创造天地万物。
Now we can understand we are nothing.
那我们就知道自己是渺小无用的。
We cannot be proud of anything because we have something.
我们不会因为有一点小东西，我们就自以为傲。
Think about this earth. It's so precious one that God provide for us.
我们看这个宇宙万物神是这样看我们为宝贵，把万物赐给我们。
This is rotate by 1,000 miles per hour to rotate by itself.
因为这个地球是一个小时转一千里。
So because of that, we have a day and night.
那么因为这样子转所以我们有白昼跟黑夜。
And also it rotates around the sun.
而且绕着这个太阳在旋转。
About 6,900 a mile per hour. So fast it turns around the sun.
那么大概是6,900英里每个小时绕着这个太阳在转。
Oh, because of this, we have a different seasons.
那么因为这样子，我们有不同的这个四季的循环。
At the same time, our galaxies move on to certain directions.
那么同时呢，我们整个星系也在朝一个方向在旋转。
Of course, it's hard to understand everything, but at least part of this much we understand, we can understand God.
那么当然我们不能够了解这个宇宙的这全部的奥秘，但是至少这些我们是知道的，我们可以了解神。
Just like when we look at the fish, just like a salmon, when the time comes and they come back from the sea to follow up the upstream onto the own place, they lay an egg and they die there.
我们看这个salmon 这种鱼它到某一个季节的时候它就到原来的地方它在那边下卵，然后它们才死了。
Nobody so far find out why the salmon come back to own place, they lay on an egg and die there.
没有人能够了解为什么这salmon 这种鱼有这样子的这个本能能够回到自己诞生的地方，那么下了卵以后才死。
Even just a small, these kind of small fish, they realize the time comes and they come back to their own place and die there.
就是像salmon 这样的小的这个动物，他们也知道要回到自己的地方，然后下了卵之后才过世。
No matter how advanced our technology and even we have a computer age.We do not understand why these things happen.
就是今天我们是电脑这个超知识的时代，但是我们还是不了解为什么 salmon 这种鱼有这样子的本能。
But God gave us such an instinct onto the fish.
但是神却把这种的本能给这个salmon 的鱼。
So we can say scientists do not understand, but we understand.
所以呢，虽然说科学家他们不了解，但是我们了解。
And also, we look at our body.
看我们的人体。
There's so many cells. It's about 75 times 10 to the 12 power. So which is so many cells anyway.
这个人的细胞构成就是75再乘以10的12次方有这么多的细胞。
When I look at my children.
当我看到我的孩子。
They grow up.
他们慢慢的成长。
They never change like from the baby to the monster.
他们不会说从这个婴孩，然后忽然变成一个怪物。
They more grow up. They look like me and my wife.
他们慢慢的成长，就越来越像我太太，还有像我。
Oh, the DNA comes from us, and then let our children grow up.
因为这个原来的染色体是我们从我们身上传给他们的，所以他们慢慢的成长就像我们了。
When the DNA itself is like a computer chip.
所以事实上我们的染色体就好像一个电脑的一个 chip.
It spins itself by itself for 75 times per second.
它就是每秒钟转75次。
And then it copies the same cell so that it can kind of multiply.
然后他们会这样子会染色体会复制。而且把一直的这样的传讯下去。
If we have a problem in DNA, that baby later on turn to be a monster.
若是在染色体本身有问题的话， 那生下的孩子以后就变成怪物。
That computer system so precise.
啊，但是这样子的啊，这个好像电脑的资讯啊，是这样的准确。
When the child that the baby grow up like their parents.
啊，所以这孩子成长之后，真的是像他的父母亲。
God created.
啊，因为这是神所造的。
It just happened just like things happen like this. So like thousands of years ago.Because they revolt and then it turned to be like this. No, God gave this DNA.
啊，这不是因为啊，这个成千上万年啊，这个慢慢的演变而形成的，不是的，乃是神啊造了这个染色体。
God exists.
啊，所以神的确存在。
God is a living God.
那么神他是一个活的神。
God created us.
啊，因为神他造了我们。
If we understand this fact.
啊，若是我们了解这个真理
，If we understand this knowledge，
我们知道这个知识
，We can be easily to be humble in front of God。
那么这样子啊，就帮助我们在神面前啊，我们会谦卑。
Some people because they receive a high education and they got a PhD whatever they got, so they're so proud。
啊，有些人他们啊拿到这个博士学位啊，就自己骄傲起来。
Some people they know the Bible very well。Very knowledgeable.
啊，有些人对神对圣经很熟悉。
Think that I'm the better than others.
啊，他们就自己比别人还好。
From the God's point of view.
那么，事实上从神的眼光看起来
，They are nothing.
啊，他们的确是啊，没有什么。
When a reference book that describes the sun and the earth.
啊，我们看见这个啊，这个太阳跟地球。
Sun is like a orange.
啊，这个太阳好像是个橘子。
From orange to the 5 meters from away from the orange, there's one small piece of sand.
啊，从这个啊，这个橘子啊，five meters.
50 meters. Sorry.
50 meters.
Yeah.
在五十尺以外啊，有一个小的沙粒。
Because the sun is this much big, like orange.
啊，因为太阳这么大，就好像一个橘子一样。
So from a 50 meter away from orange, we can see still there's a very small orange.
啊，所以从五十尺以外啊，再看这个太阳，还是看得见像一个橘子一样。
But from sun to earth, cannot see it.
啊，但是从从这个太阳本身啊到这个地球，那看不见这个距离。
Almost nothing.
啊，就好像是没有一样。
See, we live in such kind of place.
啊，我们就住在这个地球这个地方。
The sun is burning itself.
啊，因为太阳自己在燃烧。
It's own light.
啊，所以发出很多的亮光。
But both cannot.
啊，但是地球不会啊发出亮光。
So from sun to earth, there's actually no exist.
啊，所以从太阳看到地球，看不到地球。
We live in that earth, but earth is not our address. But from the part of the USA, there's a the west coast.The small place, like in San Francisco, not in San Francisco, but somewhere in there, the small place we live there.
啊，那么在地，我们在这个地球啊，住在这个旧金山这个地方啊啊，好像是那就是我们一个的地址一样。
But we think about ourselves.
啊，我们想想自己。
We compete each other.
啊，我们就会跟别人比较。
I'm so proud because when we're better than others.
那么比较自己比别人好，我们就骄傲。
From God's point of view, so it's kind of so foolish.
啊，但是从神看起来，我们这样是何等的愚蠢。
We have to understand ourselves.
啊，我们要了解自己。
And why the during the time of Jesus Christ, why the Pharisees and Sadducees they cannot accept it, they couldn't accept Jesus Christ.
啊，为什么在主耶稣的时代，这个法利赛人跟撒都该人，他们没有办法认识接受耶稣
？They couldn't because.Their eyes is closed.
啊，他们不能够接受耶稣，因为他们心眼是蒙蔽的。
Because of their pride.
啊，因为他们自己心中骄傲。
I am better than others.
啊，我觉得比别人更加有义。
Even they even crucified Jesus Christ on the cross.
啊，他们甚至把主耶稣钉死在十字架上。
Understanding is important.
啊，所以真正的了解啊，是很重要的。
Understand who we are.
啊。了解自己是谁。
Understand who is God.
啊，了解神他是谁。
Once we understand this knowledge, come on to us to become our strong faith.
啊，我们真正了解神是谁，那么这就成为我们的信心了。
We can become humble ourselves.
啊，我们也会自己谦卑。
This knowledge it truly help us to lead us to the kingdom of God.
那么这样子的真知识啊，的确可以带领我们啊到神的国度去。
After the Second Peter chapter 1 verse 6, after the knowledge and self-control.
啊，然后有了这个知识之后啊，还要加上节制。
Self-control is an important thing.
啊，节制很重要。
Let's say there is one couple, husband and wife.
啊，就好像这夫妻之间。
If both of them, when they argue each other, they do not have a certain manner, and then fight each other, and then they even say very harsh words each other, they easily broke up later on.
啊，若是夫妻之间他们吵架，那么没有一个节制，啊，开始啊用很啊这个尖刻的话伤到对方，那么这样子延展下去，到最后婚姻就破裂了。
Self-control is important.
啊，所以在节制上是很重要的。
I urge our young brother and sister, those who tour to the, they looking for their spouse.
啊，我们现在很多的年轻的弟兄姐妹啊，开始在寻找这将来的对象。
And they have to prepare their heart when they got married. Don't think it's like always a honeymoon, like a so wonderful all the time.
那么他们应该有一个心理的准备啊，他们不要想说结婚之后啊，就好像天天像过这个新婚的蜜月啊，这样的甜蜜。
Between the husband and wife, they have to have their own self-control.
啊，因为在夫妻之间，他们自己都要有很多的节制。
Thought and mind, the deed and speech.
啊，他们的这个心思、他们的意念啊、他们的口中的话，都需要有节制。
And then they keep their relationship.
那么这样子，他们才可以维持夫妻之间的关系。
And we know the King Solomon.
啊，我们知道这所罗门王。
God gave him a great knowledge and great wisdom.
啊，因为神啊赐给所罗门王啊大的智慧。
But thing is, he cannot control it.
啊，但是呢，所罗门王他啊没有办法节制自己。
Because he has a knowledge, he has all the material blessing, so he spent for himself.
啊，他有这个最大的这个神给他的这个智慧的知识，但是他自己啊为自己。完全都是花费这些在自己的身上。
And slowly he depart from God.
啊，慢慢的他就远离了神。
Because the problem is self-control.
啊，因为所罗门王最重要就是他没有节制的心。
But David is different.
啊，但是大卫王就不同了。
Although he had made a great mistake.
啊，虽然说大卫王他犯了大错。
But he knew how to self-control.
啊，但是他知道怎样子节制自己的心。
So God, that's why God loves him so much.
啊，所以神爱大卫王这么深。
Although even though he had a mistake, but he come back to God.
啊，虽然大卫王他犯了错啊，但是他回转归向神。
He made a successful finish.
那么结果呢？啊，他至终啊是一个非常成功的这个终局。
When the Bible mentioned about the Judah, the one of a disciple of Jesus Christ.
啊，圣经提到这个加利人犹大，耶稣的门徒。
I think at the beginning he was a great man, and he become one of a 12.
啊，我想刚开始的时候他是一个很好的人啊，他成为12个门徒之一。
But later on, he cannot control himself.
啊，但是最后他又没有办法节制自己。
Because he let him open to the Satan.
啊，他的心啊就向魔鬼打开了。
Later, Satan controlled him.
那么结果魔鬼进了他的心啊，就完全控制了他的心。
So he betrayed to Jesus Christ.
最后他出卖了耶稣。
We have to control.
啊，所以我们必须要有节制。
Self-control is one of the most important things as a Christian.
啊，做一个基督徒有一个节制的心是很重要的。
And then after that, The fifth one is mentioned about the perseverance.
啊，然后第五样啊，就是提到忍耐。
Those who know the self-control, the perseverance is a part of the self-control. I feel.
啊，我觉得就是说能够有一个忍耐啊，事实上也是一个节制的一部分。
During the time of apostle, many people they suffered.
啊，在主耶稣那时候也有很多人受苦。
They even died for Jesus Christ.
啊，他们甚至为耶稣来舍命。
But they know how to be patient.
啊，他们知道要怎样去忍耐。
So they obtain the salvation.
那么忍耐到底啊，就得救了。
Let's turn to First Peter chapter 2.
我们看彼得前书的第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
Chapter 2 verse 19.
十九节。
Chapter 2 verse 19. For these find favor if.For the sake of conscience toward God, God a man bear up under sorrow when suffers unjustly. If we according to like verse 19, if we know how to bear and endure, then our salvation as you're getting closer.
好，这十九节这里提到说， 啊，我们因为能够忍受烟气的苦楚啊，叫我们的良心对住神，那么这样就很接近这个得救了。
Let us learn the perseverance from Jesus Christ.
啊，让我们学习主耶稣的受苦。
He died on the cross with a full of perseverance.
啊，主耶稣啊，他啊死在十架上，他忍耐到底。
That perseverance led to the glory of God.
啊，因为主耶稣他这样忍受啊十架的啊苦楚啊，最后。啊，能够得到神完全的荣耀。
And the sixth one is a godliness.
啊，然后再加第六样啊，就是德性。
Godliness is it requires our practice in our daily life.
啊，要有敬虔的生活，就是每天要操练。
Let's turn to First Timothy chapter 6.
我们看提摩太前书的第六章。
3-5.
啊，第三节到第五节。啊，提摩太前书第六章第三节，新约301页。若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话和那合乎敬虔的道理，第四节，他就是自高自大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争。
According to the 6th verse 3, if anyone advocates different doctrines and does not agree with the sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ and with the doctrines conforming to godliness. And here, that if anyone advocates a different doctrine and does not agree with the sound words, those of our Lord Jesus Christ, here.
在这里提到说，若有人传异教不服从主耶稣基督纯正的话和合乎敬虔的道理。
If we do not stick with the word of God,
若是我们不能够守住神纯正的话。
If we do not make our life or everything is not with God, then the other things come onto us to change our directions.
那么不能够纯正守住的纯正的话，那么别的这个道理就来了就改变我们的方向。
Now there's many other kind of philosophy and all the kind of different knowledge in this world.
今天在世界上有各种不同的这个哲学，不同的这个说法。
If we do not stick with the word of God,
若是我们不能够守住神
纯正的话， all other these things come onto our life.
那么让这些这个理学知识临到我们心，
and give us influence in our life.
那么就改变了我们的生活。
Without knowing ourselves, we slowly change our directions.
我们在不知不觉之间自己就被改变，朝到不同的方向去了。
At a certain point, we deviate completely from God.
那么在某个地方开始，我们就开始偏离了神的道。
And also, we have to control our desire.
那么同时，我们要能够节制自己的欲望。
Our human beings, we before we are under the sin, so we evil nature with us.
因为我们原来是在罪中所生的。事实上我们有从罪来的这个败坏的本性。
Through the practice, through the control ourselves, through our life to the practice, we have to maintain our life in the Lord.
就是在我们日常生活的操练当中，我们保守自己在神的话语当中。
Please turn to First Timothy chapter 4.
我们打开提摩太前书的第四章。
Chapter 4 from verse 6.
提摩太前书第四章从第六节读起。
6-8.
第六节到第八节。在299页。提摩太前书第四章第六节到第八节。你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，就是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教义。第七节。只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。第八节，操练身体益处还少，唯独操练敬虔，凡事都有益处，应有今生和来世的应许。
And the chapter 4 verse 6 here says, constantly nourished on the word of the faith and of the sound doctrine which you have been following. He said, why we constantly listen to the word of God, we study the Bible and meditate the word of God, because it leads us our life to be godliness.
就是在真道的话语和这个善道上得了这个教育因为这样子就可以 帮助我们达到操练敬虔的功夫。
So that we can away from the world.
啊，所以这样子呢，我们就不会受世界的这个影响。
Verse 8 says, bodily discipline is only of a little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things.
啊，第八节说，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
Since it holds a promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
啊，因为有今生跟来世的应许。
Let us keep holy ourselves.
啊，所以让我们要操练啊，这个敬虔。
It requires great training.
啊，这是需要很大的操练。
Our eyes and our ears, our mind, our heart.
啊，因为这有关于我们的这眼睛所看的，耳朵所听的，啊，我们心里头所想的。
And then godliness lead us to the kingdom of God.
啊，然后因为有这样子的这个敬虔啊，就可以带领我们到神的国。
And the seventh one is a brotherly kindness.
啊，第七点就是有爱弟兄的心。
And then Jesus mentioned about the one of a parable about good Samaritans.
啊，主耶稣提到这个好撒玛利亚人的故事。
No matter how we are holy, we want to keep holy, but we do not neglect our neighbors. Then it's problems.
啊，我们不是说只有自己在操练啊，自己的。啊，这个圣洁啊，但是我们忽略了弟兄的需要，不要都是这样做就不对。
We have to love our God and our neighbors.
啊，我们要爱神，而且要爱我们的邻舍。
And after that, the eighth one, the last one is love.
那么最后第一点，最后就是要爱众人的心。
Love is the ultimate one.
啊，因为爱就是连续前得的。
There is a key to open the entire Bible.
啊，这个有一个钥匙可以打开整本圣经。
If we understand the love of God.
啊，若是我们真了解神的爱
，If unlocked with the love and this whole Bible can unlock, it gives us come on to us to understand.
啊，就好像一把钥匙一样，可以开了啊，这个圣经，那么我们就可以完全的了解。
Love is the ultimate one.
啊，因为爱是联络前德的。
We can love our brother, our family.
啊，我们可以爱自己的家人。
But can we love our enemies?
啊，但是我们做不到，做得到做不到爱我们的仇敌。
Ultimate love is love our own enemies.
啊，因为到最后啊，这个前辈的爱就是也能够爱仇敌了。
One time, one of a pastor mentioned about why have some marital problems.
啊，有一次传道人提到说啊，在一个家庭啊，他们有这个婚姻的问题。
Why they divorce each other? They divorce.
那么结果他们就离婚了。
Because they become enemies.
啊，因为他们夫妻成为敌人。
At the become of the allies, so they help each other.
啊，只要他们成为就好像这个 ally
They become one partnership.
啊，就是他们成为就是和谐的，那么他就可以帮助对方。
But later on, they become enemies. They cannot live together.
啊，但是后来他们成为仇敌了，他们就不能够相处下去。
The minister says, if they understand that they love even enemy, then they couldn't break out.
啊，那么传道人讲说，他们若是能够做得到像爱自己的仇敌的话，那么他们就不会到最后就分开。
Ultimate love is forgive each other.
啊，因为最后这个爱就是能够彼此相饶恕。
If we do not forgive others,
啊，若是我们不能够饶恕别人
，God cannot forgive us.
那么神他也不能够饶恕我们。
This is not our choice.
因为这不是我们有选择的余地。
This is our obligation.
啊，这是我们必须要尽上的职责。
Because God forgive us.
啊，因为神他饶恕了我们。
That's why we have to forgive others.
啊，所以我们要学习饶恕别人。
There's no any other choice.
啊，没有再任何的余地可谈了。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们看马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 14 and 15.
马太福音第六章十四节到十六节。
Matthew 6 verse 14 and 15.
马太福音第六章十四节十五节。
For if you forgive men for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. Here clearly Jesus said, if you forgive men for their transgression, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
啊，这也就是主耶稣所提到的，若是我们能够饶恕人的过患，那么我们的天父也必饶恕我们的过患。
Jesus came to this world to forgive our sins.
啊，主耶稣到这个世上来就是要饶恕我们的过患。
Now it's our duty to forgive others.
那么现在这是我们的职责，我们要饶恕别人。
There's no any prerequisite.
啊，在这里没有提到任何的先决的条件。
Just forgive them.
啊， 就是要白白的饶恕。
When the, we know the Stephen, when he preached the gospel, people they do not like to listen to his preachings.
啊，在使徒时代，斯提凡他传神的真道啊，但是以色列人不听他的道。
Finally, they decide to kill him.
那么结果，众人就拿石头要打死他。
They stone him.
啊，他们用石头打这个打死斯提凡。
While his life about to die, he never complained to God for them.
啊，在斯提凡还没有断气之前。他没有向神啊来为啊向这些以色列人啊拿石头打他的来抱怨。
And he prayed to God for them.
啊，斯提凡向神祷告。
And do not hold this sin against them.
啊，求神啊不把这个罪啊加在那些用石头打死他的人的身上。
He really understand the true love of God.
啊，斯提凡真正了解啊神爱的真谛。
Let us learn from.
让我们从斯蒂凡能够学到这个教训。
While the time of apostle that the Holy Spirit mightily work with them.
啊，因为在使徒时代，圣灵大大的同工。
Because they have a love.
因为他们有彼此相爱的心。
True love without any selfish.
啊，他们有一个真正的爱啊，没有任何的自私。
We are the true church in the last day.
那么今天我们是在这个末后世代的真教会。
We should love each other.
啊，我们要学习彼此相爱才对。
We do not criticize each other.
啊，我们不应该要批评论断别人。
We have to be one body in the Lord.
啊，我们必须在主里头是成为一体。
God wants us to do it.
啊，这是神要我们所做的。
If we really practice this one.
啊，若是我们真正啊这样子做。
Holy Spirit work with us.
那么圣灵一定会跟我们大大同工。